Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're well, guys. It is Saturday the 6th of December 2014, and it's approximately 3:30 in the p.m. And we're out for a walk. We being me and my boy. Just locally. We just had a wander out from the house. My wife has taken my little boy out to go shopping, and we didn't want to go shopping, did we?
No.
So we come for a walk.
Shopping.
We've just been down to, the bottom edge of Sherwood Forest. Didn't actually go into Sherwood Forest. We've been along the bottom edge, and we've just gone for a walk down to a place called King's Clipston. And we're now on our way home, and we've stopped for a hot chocolate on the way back. So we're just putting the stove together now. I'm not having hot chocolate, of course. I'll be having coffee, because that's what I do, as regular listeners will know. So we've got the sun setting off to our right. We're kind of sat on a conveniently located bench. Sun setting off to our right, looking very pretty. I've just tried to take a photograph of that, but I'm not sure how well it will come out. I'll try and do another one in a minute. Still getting used to this new phone, and it said something about recording was cancelled or something, but then I don't actually think the recording was cancelled, so I'm not really sure. But excuse me snorting at you as I unpack my little stove. Put the gas on. It's actually really cold now. Now the sun's dipped, what warmth there was has gone. Long gone, in fact. So we'll just have a very quick brew and we'll get away home. Right, put that down there. I've got a bottle of water in here. Excuse me struggling a bit. I might put some water in. Right, you're going to like this then, Spencer. I'll have to show you them, won't I? That should be enough. Right. Well, I do that bit, and then you can squeeze the button on the end. You probably want to take your gloves off, just in case. But you just want to turn the gas on. All I want you to do is squeeze this black thingy. You can see it? That button. Just press that button in there. No, it's not dangerous. I wouldn't let you do it if it was dangerous, you loony. Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Right, there you go. Gas is on. Just press that black button in. Well, you need one hand, you loony. Squeeze it. Whee! Good lad. Made you jump, didn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. And we're brewing. There's your cup. Put a lid on it. It'll make it boil a bit faster. The good thing is, while it's boiling, you can kind of wave your hands around. Yeah, get a bit of warm. Put your hands over this side, look. A bit of warm coming off there. So yes, so we just went out for a bit of a wander, and it's been very nice. It's very pleasant, lovely clear skies. It's been a nice day. We've seen a few birds, haven't we? We've seen some coos and a bit of a stroke of a horse, and some ducks and a swan, and walked along the river and stuff. It's been nice, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to have a quick hot chocolate. Yeah, mate, I'll tell you what, take your gloves off because you've just been stroking that horse. Have a bit of this. Just a little blob of that. Anti-back gel. Do you want a really chocolatey chocolate or a not so chocolatey chocolate? Really chocolatey chocolate, of course you do, you're seven.
Really chocolatey chocolate.
Right, yeah, little spot of that and just rub it in really well. There you go, good lad. You cold? Yeah. Well, if you want to, once we've made this, if you want, we can carry the hot chocolate back, can't you?
Dad, I've got my
glue. Okay, calm down. Right, so anyway, yes, what else have I got to tell you? Not a lot, I don't suppose.
Don't
There's funny things that amuse 7-year-olds, because the dust is coming off this chocolate as I'm scooping it into the cup. He thinks it's hilarious for some reason. Aren't kids strange, eh? I'm sure I was never a kid once. Was I? Long time ago, son, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Long time ago, no, since Dad was a kid.
73.
Don't tell everybody how old I am. 1973.
It was
a fine year.
That was the 41.
That was the year that Sunderland won the FA Cup, wasn't it?
Ooh.
Yes. Hence my nickname of Black 73 Cat. Because the Black Cats is the nickname for Sunderland Football Club. And I was born in 73, and it is also their year of crowning glory when they won the FA Cup and beat Leeds United 1-0 at Wembley. My dad was there. He was behind the goal when it was scored. Ian Porterfield. There you go. Bit of football trivia for you. I'm just shoveling coffee into my cup here. So yes, I think somebody was asking a while ago where I got my name from. I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Joe, actually, saying that something about the Black Cats being the, is it the helicopter, army helicopter display team or something like that? But no, it's nothing to do with that. It's the Sunderland football reference. Water's nearly boiling.
Almost boiled.
Well, boiling, yeah, same thing. Hi there, you're right.
Hi.
That's it, hi.
The
that's right. They're called pointers.
Pointers?
Pointers, yeah.
Why are they called pointers?
It's just the name of the dog. They come from they originate in a country called Germany, and they're used to spot animals, spot birds that farmers want to shoot. And they stop and they look and they put their nose towards the bird and their tail pricks up, so they're pointing at where the bird is. So that's why they're called pointers.
A bit like what Scooby Doo does.
A bit like Scooby Doo, yeah. A bit like Scooby Doo. Actually, nothing like Scooby Doo. Yeah. How's your coat doing? Does it keep me warm?
Yeah.
You know, if you put that zip up there, that furry stuff comes up around your cheeks and it'll keep you really cosy. Right. I'm just about boiled. Anyway, yes, so I still haven't managed to do any farming on my farming simulator because it just won't work. My brother's tried many different things. We've searched forums and stuff and tried all these little fixes and none of them have helped. None of them have helped at all. So I haven't been able yet to do any farming simulation, which is slightly disappointing. But hey, now that I've got my Xbox back, I'm not really that bothered. I will get around to doing it at some point. I'll get it fixed in some way. I don't know if it's a bug or if it's a hardware issue or what. Something's not right somewhere, but it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. So I think what I'm going to do is pour this hot chocolate, and then I think we'll probably, shall we walk back and drink them while we're walking?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a good idea?
Wagon.
No, you can have a wagon wheel. God, don't forget the chocolate. I'll have a wagon wheel. Don't it now?
Yeah.
Right.
No,
well, we'll just go straight home from here. But you have that while I make your chocolate, and then you can just carry your chocolate on the way home, can't you?
Is it the original
jam? No, the original ones, these. Wagon wheels are definitely smaller than they were when we were kids, aren't they? Well, when I was a kid, anyway. I'm sure they used to be massive. I mean, it was just because my hands were smaller. There you go. Right, that's away boiling. So we'll switch that off. My coffee. Just be careful, buddy, because this is really hot, yeah? And the not going to do you a full one. Just do you about half, so it'll be extra chocolatey. Watch that pan, darling, it's hot. You're sticking your hand here, right? Loony. Maybe just a touch more. There you go. I'll fill my coffee up. Mine will be extra coffee, because I always make mine extra coffee, don't I? Make it really strong. And then if I just screw the lid on, give it a bit of a shake. There we go. I'll do the same with yours, give it a shake up. With the lid on, preferably, Grant. Oh! Just managed to spray hot chocolate all down my leg, which wasn't the best thing to do. There we go. Right. So that's one. Little boy's hot chocolate made. And one daddy's coffee made. And now we'll have those. We'll have those as we're walking back. Because we're about, probably about a mile and a half away from home. So about 20 minutes or so to get back, isn't it? Something like that. It's not far from here. It's not far. Because I'll wipe off for you so you're not getting all sticky. Oh, I'm starting to shiver now. I'm starting to shiver. I didn't come out with any. I've got like a cotton t-shirt on underneath. I haven't got a mid layer. So all I've got is my cotton t-shirt and my soft shell jacket. I'm starting to shiver now. I'm sat down. Right, there we go. I'll leave that shut for a minute while that's cooling, bud. Yeah, I'll get this lap packed up and go. Whee! You can still eat that while I'm packing this up, can't you? Cool. Anyway, right, that was a short, sweet, and slightly uninteresting audio bill. So I hope you're all well, guys. Hope you're all happy, and hope you're all having a good weekend. I'm just seeing if that's cooled down enough to pack away yet. It does cool down very good. Ooh, what's that? Is that an owl? There's an owl just sat on top of that thing, son. If you step off the bench. And you see that? We're right by the railway tracks. Step backwards off the bench, darling, so you don't knock your cup over. And then if you look at that signal, see the signal post there? Keep going, you need it there. Yeah, make sure you don't slide off the end. It's just flown away, look. Oh, it just dropped off. There's looked like a tawny owl. Just sat up on the railway signal. Gone now. Anyway. Right, anyway, audio boo. Thanks for... voice is shivering now, and I'm, yeah, winter's coming. Peak District has got snow today, apparently, and I haven't been able to get out and go for a play, which I'm a little bit gutted about, but hopefully I might get a day up in the peaks next week. Next weekend, all things being well. So for now, I'll say goodbye. I'll catch you later. Want to say bye, Spencer? You've got a mouthful of wagon wheel. I'll catch you all later, guys. Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.